This is a homebrew podcast.
Hey, Zachariah, I see one of your skeletons is climbing up the side of the boat or something over here.
No, all of my skeletons are safely below deck where they... Who is that?
I don't know, I can't.
Hello?
Zachariah! I have traveled far and wide. I am here to join your crew. I'm already skeletified.
Did you just swim?
Well, partial swimming, partial walking. Anyway, my name's Grimgard, and as you can see from my resume, I'm already a skeleton. I take direction very well. And, you know, I can help her out around here. I can do some sweeping, I can do some stabbing, whatever you need.
How are you with a bow?
You know, I've shot one. Do you want to see me shoot a bow?
Yeah.
Here, you can take mine. Take a shot with it.
Yeah, you see that, see that person over there with the fishing pole?
And yes, sir.
See that apple he has in his hand?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'd like you to shoot that apple out of his hand.
All right, here we go. I rolled a 10.
What the fuck is somebody shooting an arrow at me for?
Sorry, friend.
Sorry about that. Misunderstanding. That's good enough. You can... Here, just sign right here.
Okay.
Welcome to the crew, Grimgard.
Welcome back to Sanity Damage, a Dungeons & Dragons play podcast. I'm your Dungeon Master, Nathan. Joining me are... Grant.
Zachariah Harris. Present. I'm having a bad day, okay? Just let them give me a check on this one.
DC 20.
Cody.
Abraham Blavatsky, immune to magic smoke.
Pippin.
Tor. Tor could use some healing.
Ellen.
Penelope Whitlock. Y'all, I really need to get some sleep.
And Alex.
Arf Orf, owner of the Dimmsdale Dimmadome.
That's canon now, Nathan.
Join us on episode 50, and this is going to be a big one, of our first campaign.
Wow.
To Whom the Sea Belongs.
It broke off half a hundy.
Half a hundy right there.
Solid half a hundy right there.
Half a hundy.
Last week on Sanity Damage, you finished reclaiming the Fungal Crags. You, I think you killed the Mind Flayer 2 weeks ago, but you finished cleaning up the operation here, securing the Fungal Crags, and putting out a magical, like, arcane polluting fire that was the source of the pollution in the air. So there is still residual pollution hanging over the city and will be for a while, but there's no ongoing fuel source feeding that. As a result, Cephalosk is incredibly angry. You can feel that in the edges of each of your consciousnesses. And you have agreed to, or rather strategized to, hold this strategic area secure until other people from the Nightcats can come and buff out the forces a little bit so that you maintain a strategic position here. That is where we are picking up. Azure will look around at each of you. She'll say, I'll message our operatives outside the anti-telepathy field so that they can talk to the people in the Lion's Den and get back up here immediately. In the meantime, I think we should try to get as much rest as we can. I mean, I think retribution's going to be coming. We've got to be ready for that.
If we can go down to the ground level, I can set up my hoard to guard us while we sleep. Some of those nice beds.
All right. That'd work for me. I could use some shut-eye. Let me send those messages. I'll see how much reinforcements we can get as soon as we can.
All right. Abraham, I'd like to send some messages as well. Just want you to open your mind as completely as possible.
Okay.
Okay, I'm thinking very hard about how ugly Cephalosk is. Can you picture it? Everyone, close your eyes. Picture a big, gross, disgusting, just so ugly that it's unbelievable. And it's a loser, too. Can you guys feel how much of a loser it is?
Wow, that makes it so much worse.
He's having a bad acne day, so he's, like, breaking out everywhere.
Arf gags a little bit.
All of these disgusting loser pustules. It's crazy how easy that was, too. Can you guys think about that for a moment?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All I can think about is its tiny face tentacles.
Tiny face tentacles. Yeah, it does not have a good amount of face tentacles.
And they're well
and
below
yeah, a
average.
Small amount.
And not girthy.
I think there's only one.
They're not appropriately flimsy either. They're more like little spikes.
He has to keep it in a sheath.
It just needs to moisturize a little bit.
Nelton bounces up and he says, guys, you realize what this means, right? We've taken a major military base for the Mind Flayers, let alone all of the insults, which I enjoy, but I'm scared about what that might mean for us. This was the source of how they corrupted the atmosphere, right? That's what this whole place is. So they're going to send their full fury down on us.
All the better to get some sleep then.
Right. If this was how they defended their like most valuable strategic location, I don't think we have anything to worry about.
We have the high ground.
Azure, the water genasi, she nods, she brushes her robes down, looks around, she says, yeah, let's get what rest we can while we can. It's going to be a rough later tonight or a rough morning when they do show up, unless we can get our alliance here first.
What time is it roughly?
It's like midnight.
Okay.
Well, yeah, let's move down to the next level where the beds are and get everyone set up, and I will get my skeletons at the point where they're, you know, I mean, I have fucking 16 of them. I'm going to raise another...
You want it to be on the ground floor, right?
Wherever the beds were, I can't remember if that was the ground or the second level.
Second level, there was both of them have beds.
Okay, yeah, then ground is fine. And I will cast my last remaining spells here. And I have six more skeletons now.
All right. So 22 skeletons?
No. So I'm revitalizing. I had 16. And then I had 15, revitalizing 116. And then six. Yeah, it is 22. Sorry.
Okay.
And one of them's in plate now, too.
Right. Yeah, so y'all can sleep in the beds, or you can just take pallets and put them all in the central area so that you're well defended and in close proximity to one another.
Any preference?
Are there windows? Like, can I pretty much like watch every direction in some manner?
There are windows. The north of this map and the west of this map, or the top and the left, are easily secured because there's massive cliffs going up on that side. So You're good there. It's just the right side and the south side to worry about. The storm is also just aesthetic at this point. Like, it's still thundery and windy, but there's no mechanical effect from it.
Good, good.
Yeah.
Some people were really having problems with that.
Right. As you all prepare to rest, I will need you each to make a, first a constitution saving throw from everyone.
Another one?
Yep.
Thought we were done with these.
I can't do it, dude.
It's not from the air, don't worry.
Is it from pissing off Cephalosk?
Maybe.
22.
A 9 for Arf.
That's 8 for me.
I got an 18.
Okay. Then, Zachariah, Arf, and Penelope, you each take 2 sanity damage as something presses on your mind.
Ugh! Ow! Do y'all feel that?
Sort of.
You get used to it.
I got a little bit of a headache, but it's not that bad.
I think that was Cephalosk's best shot.
Now I need each of you to make your choice of an intelligence, wisdom, or charisma saving throw. Also, are any of you at 75% or less sanity?
Nope.
Nope.
Oh, I need to do some math here.
I would need to do some math, but I highly doubt it.
I don't believe so.
What were the choices of saves again?
Any of the 3 mental attributes.
Oh, okay.
Let me use some quick math real quick.
No, I am not.
Quick math.
I am at 74.7%.
Wow.
Are any of you making this as a wisdom save?
I will be making it as a wisdom.
Dope.
I was thinking about it.
I am not.
Tor's gonna do his
best. That's a nat fail for a total of 7.
Oh, no.
Total of 7 is still good. Okay, what did everyone get, and which type of check did you make?
I made a charisma saving throw, and I got a 20.
Okay.
I got a 14 on my intelligence.
I did wisdom. I got a nat 1 for a total of 7.
Tor has a 20.
Tor has a 20?
Yeah, he rolled a 20.
In what kind? In charisma?
Yes.
Okay. And Abraham?
Abraham got a 14.
In
charisma.
Charisma. Cool. Okay, so this is the short rest mechanic I was talking about earlier. This is not for every short rest all the time. It's just while you're in areas of extreme danger with obvious antagonistic effects, such as mind flayers having psionic oversight of an area. Now, based on each of your rolls, I'll ask you to roll 1d6, and that's going to affect the negative effect that you pick up.
I rolled a 4.
Okay.
I rolled a 5.
That's good.
So everybody failed?
Everybody, it's not a success fail. It's a gradient. It's a big old gradient.
I got a 1.
4.
A 1.
All right.
The shades of gradient. 50 shades of gradient.
50 shades of gradient. Arf, with a 20 on charisma and rolling a 4. Sorry, my window is small. It's hard for me to find this. Okay, here we go. You, Arf, next time you have to do this, you've got to choose intelligence or wisdom. You can't choose charisma.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The higher you roll on either the d20 or the d6, the less likely it is to be really bad. So, Ellen, a good thing you rolled a high on the d6.
Yep.
Moving down, Zachariah got a 14 in intelligence. Zachariah, your effect is not lingering. You just take 5 sanity damage. Penelope, with a 7 in wisdom and rolling a 5. Oh, you also take some sanity damage, but cool. Have no other effect. Yeah,
that
definitely could have been worse with such a low roll.
Yeah, but now my sanity's...
6 sanity damage.
Below 75.
Oh, right. Okay.
Can I pause you real quick, DM?
Yep.
I think we're taking a long rest, and you keep saying short rest. So
correct.
Do you know that we're taking a long rest?
You don't get to take a long rest.
Okay.
Wow.
I need to undo my spell casts then.
Do we get a short rest?
That's what we're doing right now.
Is this a secondary short rest to the previous short rest? Or is this all one short rest?
You haven't had a previous short rest.
Okay, this is still the short rest.
Yes.
Ah.
Yeah.
This is the short rest from the end of last session, you're saying?
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah.
I have so much to undo on my character sheet, Nathan. Why didn't you tell us that?
My locket can heal sanity, but I can only use it once per short rest.
Well, use it before you sleep, that's for sure.
I already used it. I used it last session to restore some... Restore y'all's exhaustion.
Yep. Okay. I'll...
Wake up.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Use a little locket.
I just wanted to make sure no one else was literally in the middle of resetting their character sheet for a long rest.
Sounds like they were.
I was getting ready too.
Yeah, no, I'll let you know when you get to do a long rest.
Okay, he said when, not if.
You debated us by saying long rest earlier.
Right, yeah. I feel like you did say that.
I did not say long rest. I did not at any point say long rest, I promise.
It's recorded, so we'll
find it. I think we have it recorded.
We're back in recording.
You said long rest.
Some of you did. I promise I did not.
I didn't. And I'm. You know what? I have to do it. I'm siding with Nathan on this. He never said long rest. I have not heard it.
If you said it, we all get a long rest. Let's download the audio.
Let's download it.
Are we going to pause it and check it now? Or
no, I'm just being an asshole. Maybe it was what's her face? Azure who said it. Maybe that's what I'm thinking
of.
Mm, yeah. I think you're right.
Nathan still said it.
No, it wasn't him.
Azure said we should try to sleep. As George said, we should take what rest
write
we can.
A note.
Okay.
I think we should debate this more.
at this point, just because Penelope's so exhausted, Zachariah, do you think I could get a lift with one of your skeletons? Like on their back?
Maybe a couple of them. We could get some poles and make a little seat for you and have 4 of them carry you around.
I would love that. Thank you.
Have a Nagila style.
Tor, from your result, the next time you take sanity damage in the next 12 hours, you double the amount you take.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, what was the roll for, and then the
There's a table. There's a table.
No, I was like, so it's we didn't save, but what was the roll for then?
So the lower the save, the more severe the result that you'll get. And it's on both a scale of like a d20 save based on your intelligence, wisdom, or charisma. And it's based on the luck of the d6 roll.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. And last, let's see, Abraham.
I got a 14 and a 1 on a charisma.
Right. You are hopeless and have a minus 1 on saving throws for the next 2 hours.
I'm hopeless. What does that mean?
It means you don't have any hope. We
means
sleep
you have
already.
A minus 1 on saving throws for the next 2 hours.
Do you normally feel hopeful? Abraham, you're looking a little down right now.
No, but my mother said I was hopeless a lot, and I don't know what she meant either.
Oh.
So you don't get the benefits of a long rest, and I'll narrate exactly how and why here in just a minute. What you do get is those of you that use spell slots, which I think is all of you, you get a total of 4 slots back. That could be 4 first level spell slots or 1 fourth level spell slot, or however you want to divide that up.
So total of, okay.
Each level is relevant to like how many spell slots you can get back. 4,
yeah.
1, 2, 2, a 3 and a 1, or a 4.
Exactly.
What's that from?
That is from the arcane surge of a Fungal Crag's energy that you managed to decontaminate in the last round. So
nice.
As you were going about putting out the fires and finding the magic items, just the ambient energy in the Fungal Crag's seeps into all of you and reinvigorates you in that way.
Okay, then I am going to keep my skeletons, because with arcane recovery and that, the math works out.
I'm sorry, does that mean that I had you undo it and then redo it?
Well, luckily I had my previous one in Notepad, so I just I can copy-paste it right back. It's not completely hopeless.
Abraham is.
Oh, I think it's pretty hopeless.
That was good.
Do I not get any of my, like, channel divinities back when I get my racial abilities back or no?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
I just want to fly again, guys.
Yeah.
You'd have to sleep soon for that.
Do I get a level of exhaustion removed or no?
No.
No.
So do we get the effects? Like, can I roll some hit dice?
You can absolutely roll hit dice and get
We got a short rest. We think we're sleeping. Roleplay-wise, we still think we're sleeping, so.
Right.
I see. Maybe that's where I got confused, because we think...
Yeah, we're getting
we
tucked in.
We think we're getting a...
Abraham, I've just kissed you on the forehead and tucked the blankie in.
Thank you.
I'm going to get 8 sanity back, because I need it.
Nice.
And I think that puts me above 75%.
Okay, cool. So everyone is back above 75%, except for poor Nelton.
Yeah, and I'm going to roll another hit point for HP.
Okay, cool.
Gives me 8 back.
So as you're all sleeping, or in Zachariah's case, lying still on the ground, Zachariah, you would be...
Cross-legged.
Oh, cross-legged. Okay. You would be... alerted by your skeletons that are keeping guard that there are people approaching. There's a stirring outside the towers.
What was that? What was that, Sir Nollington? Everyone, wake up! Sir Nollington's seen someone. Sorry, Penny, you can't have a long rest.
Can I get, like, 5 more minutes?
I slap her.
Ow!
Get out of bed!
It was really bony!
It's a war zone out there.
Imagine it's, like, the lightest slap you've ever felt.
But it's right. Really
there's
bony.
Nothing behind it.
I can't do damage with my melee attacks. I have... I literally cannot. Like, yep.
It kind of tickles a little bit.
You see a large group, or not... a medium-sized group, like an adventuring party-sized group of Shadow Cats. Those of you that are members of the... Or of the Night Cats. Those of you that are members of the Night Cats or have been working with them would recognize these individuals. Zachariah would actually recognize a couple of them from his first time in Cliffs Bay as well. There's Corbett, a skin and bones human mage from the Fungal Crags. Marianne, a halfling who's also from the Fungal Crags. She's a divination wizard. Kliski is a dolphin folk from Pride. Kyle and Two Drop are also from Pride. Kyle's a human, Two Drop is a tabaxi. They met Zachariah and the rest of the crew at the... riverbed when the rock lobsters were there way back when. And Fatigar, a halfling from the Shadow Gloves. So each of the three major contingents of the Nightcats are represented here. And leading them all, there is a dragon turtle-born wayfinder named Mitska.
Hello, Mitska?
Zachariah, wonderful to see you again in one piece.
I'm so happy to see you.
I step forward.
Oh, wait, I'm so sorry. Can you, I don't know, are you, you're not, like, mind-controlled or anything, right?
Of course not.
Okay, can you, like, prove it?
How would you like for me to prove it? I could say something that you would know that only I would know.
Yeah, like, remember that one time we were at the beach and you tried to swim through that,
I hate sand. It's coarse. It gets everywhere.
Right, but, you know, for all of us to witness here, there was something that you did after that.
You ripped out Jack's eye. I took drugs.
Drugs, that was it. Okay, I think he's clear.
She.
I think she's clear. I also remember misgendering you regularly. I apologize about that.
Yes, yes,
I
you did.
I'm so sorry for that. I don't have genitalia whatsoever. I am an object, so.
It is good to see you again, Zachariah. It does my heart well to see you.
Yeah, are you, like, reinforcements?
We are.
Okay, everyone back to bed. False alarm, I apologize. I'm the reason we didn't get a long rest. I'm sorry I hit you, Penny.
It's fine. On the side, I did make a little stealthy inside check, but then I rolled a nat 1 on that said inside check.
Oh my god.
And then I guidanced myself. I was doing both, and I also rolled a 1 for guidance. We get my total
what do you think,
eight.
Penny? Do you think they're okay?
I think I'm just so tired that I can't really make heads or tails of the situation until I actually, like, get some more sleep. What up, Mishka? Good to have another cleric around. Been a minute since we've seen each other. Hope you had a good travel here. I'm going back to sleep.
Very well. I will keep watch. Zachariah, I wish to update you on the rest of our friends. Or have you seen them since you parted ways with us?
No, I haven't. I figured, I mean, they're on their way, right? You're here.
I certainly hope so. No, I actually parted ways with them as well.
Why?
Continued to receive messages from Kenowan that the situation here was getting worse and worse, and as you can see, we're camping inside a giant spire that used to be made of rock and is now made of flesh. Like, things are bad here.
You've really gained some wisdom over these last few weeks. You sound so much more, like, even-keeled and wiser and calmer. It's a compliment. I'm complimenting you.
Thank you.
I'm assuming since you've gained all this wisdom that you have the sending spell prepared.
That's a great question. Let me check my character sheet.
I turn to Abraham, like, he's the worst with spells. He always prepares weird ones.
I do have sending.
Oh, not see, what did I say?
There you go.
Yeah, let's get old Jack on the horn. You know what I mean? Let's give him a ring a ding. Let's see what's going on over in Jackland, right? Let's like time where we're at in the campaign. It's every DM's favorite thing to do. Like, what exactly are they doing right now?
Yeah, I'm prepared for that.
like I said, he's so much wiser than I remember before. Give him a call. Let's give him a little ring.
Okay.
Here, hold it up to my ears so I can hear too.
I've heard so much about this Jack. I'd love to finally hear from him.
Yeah, I surgically removed his eye.
Penelope.
Yeah, while she's like half asleep, trying to fall back asleep. Stop misgendering Mitska, please.
Did I do it again?
Yes.
I am a female.
I am so sorry, again.
I'm a reptile, so I understand it being difficult for a dead mammal, but...
I mean, I'm just a skeleton. I don't think I'm a dead mammal.
I don't think Zachariah is a mammal anymore.
I don't think he's a mammal.
He used to be.
Zachariah, can you breastfeed? I think that's what makes a mammal. I'm not sure.
At one point, I believe Zachariah used to be able to breastfeed.
Oh my God. Yeah.
You know what they say? You can milk anything with a nipple.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly don't know that much about human anatomy. I usually just remove the fleshy bits.
Why do I feel like I'm reading an issue of OnlyFans? This is not what I expected.
I mean, do you all study mold? Like, all this disgusting fleshy sack stuff you have, it's not very helpful.
Alright, let's get Jack on the line, as you said. I'm not quite sure. He's not a... I'm not... get him on the fishing line? I don't understand.
Get him on the horn! It's an old pirate term.
On the horn.
They used to get these horns, and they'd tie rope to one horn, and then they'd throw the rope to the other boat, and then you could talk into the horn.
Right, I understand. I understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jack told me about it.
We've got 25 words. For purpose of roleplay, I'm going to say anyone can contribute to the 25 words. Cody, I'm going to whisper to you, but you can actually respond as Jack. I'm just going to get you situated in the timeline.
Mitsuka, okay. Do you think humor would come through in this spell? Because I want to say, haven't seen you in a while. It feels like a waste of word if he doesn't get the joke. But if he gets the joke, seen, because it's I, then it'd be worth it. What do you think? Are you casting the spell right now?
It'd be horrible if that was actually the spell. Is Zachariah just recanting this to me? It's done. That's what Jack gets.
And that's the 25 words.
Right.
A single tear rolls down Jack's eye I remember Zachariah.
I mean, I can contribute to the 25 words, but I have not met this person, so I don't know.
Well, can you help me come up with some good words? Because all I have is haven't seen you in a while, and I don't know if he's going to get the joke.
I don't know. So good words are moist.
That's disgusting. Penny, okay. No, you can't contribute. Tor. Tor, what should we send Jack?
Somatic satiation's a good word.
Again, why do I feel like I'm in an issue of OnlyFans? Mitsuka will say, so that you're aware, Zachariah, I was with them just about a day ago. Together we had defeated some hags in a town, and they traveled to a well. They believe that's where they're going to find the next item, like the Totem of Tagal. But okay. I left before they actually found it, so wishing them the best, but I still had to come back.
How the fuck did you get back?
I honestly believe it was the intervention of Yold.
Yeah, Yold's a good guy.
I mean, it'll sound strange, it'll sound like I was on Moriarty's drugs again, but I was looking at a waterfall mirror, and there was a moose inside it, and the moose moved to the side, and I saw the city of Cliffs Bay, and I saw Kinawan, and so the moose looked at me again, and I stepped through the waterfall, and now I'm here.
Wait,
I just don't understand why he wouldn't just give them the object, then, if he has that kind of power, but okay, good. Yeah, Penny, you were saying something?
You've met Yold, an actual god?
I've met Yold, too. He's kind of a dick.
What?
He's not great.
Not that bad. He's just a moose. I mean, he's significantly more than a moose, right? He's a god.
That's wild. That's so crazy, guys.
He has all these powers, Penny. Here, let me tell you something about the gods of this place. He has all of this power, and you know how he uses it? He sends people on skipping trips across the land and makes them move really fast, and he teleports, no offense, dragon turtle-born clerics back to the city that he let get obliterated by all of these, whatever these things are, and he's very choosy about when he uses his power, and it's never an opportune time.
I'm too sleepy to have a theological debate right now, but if Yold is sending, he probably has a reason. There's always a greater plan.
Oh my god.
All right, I'm ready to send this message to Jack. What should we say? Hope you're
okay,
well.
Haven't seen you in a while is what we're going to say for the entry. That's all I have so far.
Okay.
Haven't seen you in a while. That's 6 words.
Okay, haven't seen you in a while. Hope you're well. That's 9.
Seen the drugs.
Have you found the eye yet? That's a total of 15. Haven't seen you in a while. Hope you're well. Have you found the eye yet? Cliffs Bay is in a really bad shape.
Yeah, could really use you in Cliffs Bay.
Please hurry.
Met super cool new friends. Be jealous.
Yeah, right. Tell him I'm okay, too. Say, Zachariah.
Sorry, I ran out of words and I just sent
it. Oh, cool, that's okay. I'm sure he doesn't care. That's fine.
So what's the final message?
Right, what did we say?
Haven't seen you in a while. Hope you are well. Have you found the Eye of the Norns yet? Could really use you. Cliffs Bay needs help.
So nothing about the cool new friends?
No mention of drugs.
I think it's implied.
Yeah, I wish she knew I was okay, but that's...
Mitsuka shakes her head. She's like, no, I didn't. I wasn't able to fit all of that in. I mean, you wanted me to open by saying haven't seen you in a while, which is obvious and redundant and a waste of 6 words.
Do you think he got it, though?
I think so.
Jack, did he get it?
I'm waiting on this reply.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm waiting on the reply too. If I got
it. What if it just says LOL?
LOL, nice.
So this is coming from Mitsuka?
Yes.
And I'm aware of that.
Yes.
All right. Jack would say, hello, Mitsuka. Doing well. No eye yet. Things are a little rough without you, but we're getting along. Once we're done here, we'll get Hudson, and then we'll come back. Love, Jack.
Mitsuka will relay all of this to Zachariah and the rest of the crew.
I don't think he got your joke.
Yeah, I don't think he got it.
This Jack person seems really cool.
He's okay. I need you to use more of your magical energy for very important reasons. Say,
did you get the joke?
No, no.
Also, Zachariah's here. What up?
No, I need you to say Zachariah's here. Say Zachariah's here. Hudson is not in Pricksport.
He's not. Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, hi. By the way, Hudson's not in Ricksport. Pricksport? Prickspot? Prickspot. That's what it was.
That's terrible.
Hudson is not in Prickspot. Okay, you need to say, Zachariah's here. Hudson's not in Ricksport. Cliffs Bay is priority.
Under siege.
But he didn't listen to me. How do I make him listen to me? Tor, how do I make him listen to me? I told him it was a priority last time, and how do I make him, like, just listen to me?
I don't
know.
He's
just more than 25 words.
Are you just dictating everything I'm saying into your fucking stupid spell? Like, give me a moment.
Can you select an option before you send it to put, like, an exclamation mark so he knows it's important once he gets it?
That's not how sending works.
Okay, here's what I want you to say. Say, Zachariah's here. Hudson's not in Prickspot. Come to Cliffs Bay. Trust me. Just try it. Worst case, he fucking doesn't, but just try it.
Mitsuka will do that, using another spell slot.
Tell him send drugs.
Okay, now we need to sending Cephalosk. Everyone give me their best roasts.
You don't need to send for me to hear you.
Do we all hear that or just Zachariah?
All of you hear that.
Huh? What the fuck was that?
Tor's just wiggling his pinky finger right now.
Was that in my head or was that audible?
That was in your head.
Oh. Well, why don't you come face us like a weird, tiny, tentacle face thing that you are, instead of hiding?
Oh, I have. I'm here. Look outside.
Sweet. Tight.
Cool.
Can Tor poke his head out the window and wiggle his pinky finger at him?
Yes, you can do that.
Tor does it.
He says into all of your heads,
leave the fungal crags, or you will not live to regret it.
That's a weird double negative. Do you want us to leave?
I feel like he's going to try and kill us either way.
So if we will not live to regret it, so we should stay here. But fuck him, we don't want to listen to him, we should go out.
At this point, like, Penelope's instantly awake.
Yeah.
I'm gonna send Raven to go look around a little bit.
Okay, Raven sees a huge ball of darkness. Can you see that on the map?
It's hard because I see a lot of darkness, so I don't know what's... Is it this?
Yes, there's a huge ball of darkness in the middle of kind of the open plain between some of the fungal crag spires.
I'm going to step out then with my fucking giant skeleton horde.
All right.
I thought you said you were going to face us, but you still hide. You're fucking coward, just like Sogtugonku.
What do I see over there?
Okay, a lot of things going on at once here. So, Tor, what was that?
What does Tor see over there?
Tor also sees a big ball of darkness.
Is it an actual, like, darkness spell?
It is, yes.
Oh,
then what does Tor see through it?
Does Tor have, yes. Witch sight?
Devil sight, yes.
Got the devil sight.
So what does Tor see?
Jesus.
Okay, I'm going to drag you over past it.
Okay.
First, Tor, within it, you see a writhing mass of milky tentacles that rub together.
Gross.
And then beyond it, oh, let's see, everything is on the DM layer. Tor sees the DM layer.
Whoa.
I'm waiting.
Tor?
You see two mind flayers, one of which is obviously in control and in charge. You see a squad of four quaggots, and you see a humanoid that has been warped into something like a mind flayer.
Cool, cool, cool. Mr. Tor, how far away would you see this, say this ball of darkness is?
Well, I think you would see the ball of darkness.
Everyone can see the ball of darkness.
How far away is the ball of darkness?
I'm pinging this spot. It's about 80 feet, 90 feet away from the door.
Okay.
Nelton looks around at everyone. He says, while they're in a shouting match, I think we should move through the building and try to flank them.
Okay.
Guys, if I can get within 30 feet, I can dispel this effect.
Oh, good, 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 good.
Do I hear that?
Yeah, y'all can have, like, a quick minute to strategize.
I really don't think we should split the party, Nelton.
Oh, okay.
Dora's gonna relay everything.
There's a massive tentacles.
What kind of tentacles would you say?
Would you say, were they milky or were they more opposite
of milky? There were milky tentacles.
Mr. Tor, my movement is very, very impeded right now because I am very exhausted. Do you think you could get me within 30 feet of that?
Tor's just, like, looking at Penelope quizzically.
Like a piggyback ride.
Oh, sure.
Now, do you guys wanna go unseen? Because I can help you go unseen if you wanna try to sneak up on it a little bit.
If some of y'all can create a distraction, maybe, I don't know.
Okay, let's roll initiative, because Cephalosk is here. And this is gonna take just a minute for me because of the number of NPCs and such.
Thank you for bringing us back up, Nathan.
Yeah. Wasn't gonna give you a...
I don't like the way you said that, yeah.
Totes.
I don't know why, but I feel like Cephalosk is like a classic rock song.
So like a Cephalosk. Cephalosk.
Small tentacles and weird face and milky tentacles. Cephalosk.
That's a 9 for Miss Penelope.
Okay.
Arf got an 8.
Now he's got long silvery hair in my mind. Giant sword.
Look at that sword. He's shirtless now too.
Oh wow. I've never seen a mind flare with a six pack.
I was gonna say the same thing. It's got a six pack.
Oh,
oh
shit.
My god. Everything just went dark for me.
Same.
I'm Dark Orf.
Is that your superhero alternative?
There's no reason
Mega
that
Orf.
It should have.
Can we please have a Katy Perry song for Dark Orf?
Dark Orf.
Are you ready for?
I'm trying to think of the lyrics of that song, and I can absolutely not.
That's the only lyric I can remember.
Because it goes, once you find, and then it's just Arf going, bullseye.
Arf, arf. You see some seals barking in the background. So this was fun. Thank you. I'm glad we taunted Cephalosk so much.
What I was trying to say was, if you want to get there, if you want to get there stealthily, I can use Pass Without a Trace.
How many creatures can you target with Pass Without a Trace?
Anyone within 30 feet of me.
Really?
For the duration, each creature you choose within 30 feet of you, including you, has +10. It does not tell me a limit. I'm gonna send it over.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
How many people do you think you could get within 30 feet of you?
Yeah, right.
Let's do a huddle first. Can we do a huddle?
It does not give me a limit. It can do as many as can fit within 30 feet of me.
It's like one of those college stunts, how many people can fit in a mailbox or whatever.
Right.
Oh, right. But Pass Without a Trace is just the one that gives you a bonus to stealth.
Yeah, it gives you a bonus to stealth checks. And I feel he's already looking at us, unless maybe Zachariah's distraction.
Well, it says a veil of shadows and silence radiates from you.
But it's not like you just disappear. Detection. It gives you
plus
10 to
everyone
your stealth.
Step inside. Step inside so he can't see us.
Okay, so bull.
Is everyone in initiative? Abraham, Arf, Penelope, Tor.
I don't think I did. Hold on.
Yeah, I see Kyle, 2-drop, Daddy Abraham, Arf, Azure, Nelton, Mitska, me, Marianne, Klitsky, Fatty Gar. There's so many people in
there's
this
a lot of people.
Order.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, a 29. See, this is why I could use Pass Without a Trace. I'm inside still. No one can see me.
So, yeah, everyone who's still inside gets the stealth bonus. They are aware that you're in the area, but that will help you get the drop on them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, to set the stage, it is like 3 in the morning. You're, especially Zachariah, is bone tired. You've got that feeling where there's like weights on your eyelids, but there's adrenaline that's keeping you going. You look out on the field of fleshy moss that spans the courtyard between the 5 largest spires of the Fungal Crags. You see that ball of darkness creeping closer, and Tor described that beyond it there are Mind Flayer forces. Zachariah has drawn a huge army of, or a huge squad of skeletons and gnolls, or skeletons and zombies rather, into position among the fungal flowers and aberrant vegetation. The rest of you are still inside at the moment. Your new allies are readying their weapons. I will say, yesterday I ran some simulations to automate kind of what your allies will do, just because there's so many of you. I don't want it to just be me playing D&D with myself. So I will narratively adapt what they do based on what you do, but I'm not going to be rolling through each of their turns. I'm just going to take the rolls that I did yesterday.
Okay.
Got it.
So is everyone situated? Everyone ready?
I think so. Are we ready? Yeah. Are we ready, Nathan?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's the wrong person. Yes.
Aw.
Nathan, would we have had time to get our items and attune them?
Yes. Okay, yes, you can attune whatever items you plundered from the Fungal Crags. Hey everyone, it's Nathan here, taking a quick break from today's episode to let you know that if you enjoy listening to Sanity Damage, I would highly recommend that you also check out Tabletopped. Tabletopped is a TTRPG podcast where the host, Nick Perrin, dives deep into how to run amazing games with a panel of DMs and interviews guests who are experts at designing TTRPGs, writing interactive fiction, and a lot more. I would highly recommend checking out the first episode of 2023, which has one of the most hilarious B-plots that I have ever heard in an interview format. Find Tabletopped on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere else you get your podcasts. New episodes every Monday. Now, back to Sanity Damage.
Who has that scroll of Dispel Magic? My character sheet was down last week. I know that doesn't make sense, but trust me.
Oh, I've got it right here, as yours says, and she'll hand it to you.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Okay. Cephalosk will speak into each of your heads, and he will say,
"Despair. Despair, all of you, for I have already spoken into some of your minds."
And with that, Fatigar will start the initiative. A blank, glazed look will go over his expression. He is the halfling standing next to Nelton. He will turn
and grab Nelton
and slit Nelton's throat.
Didn't know that worked.
With a quick motion, he pulls the knife across Nelton's throat. Blood showers out of the gash, and Fatigar follows it up with a couple quick jabs into Nelton's side. Nelton is immediately killed.
Like instant, not death saves?
No. Went to 0 with the sneak attack damage. And then got stabbed twice. Killed.
My protege.
I'm not crying right now, guys.
And Fatigar doesn't look emotional at all.
My reaction is in the Discord chat.
Yeah. Fatigar is just completely blank-faced. Zachariah, your turn.
That's the face that he's making.
I really am. Oh my god.
Fuck.
I think Zachariah has starts for a moment and then kind of confused steps back. And I think for some reason makes eye contact with Azure for a moment. And not to play your NPCs for you, but just some confusion there for a moment and trying to work out why I care that Nelton died despite everything that I believe. And then I shake it out of my head. And I unfurl the scroll that Azure has handed me, and I'm going to try to dispel the darkness.
Sure.
I really wanted to write this into my spell book, but seems a little dire.
You indeed dispel the darkness, revealing the writhing mass of milky tentacles that rub together. There's still a dark aura around it, but you can see through it clearly.
All right. My... I'll just call back, like, Tor, handle the drones. Split their skulls open. And then I am going to fire a volley of arrows at the
Quaggoth that I can see here.
Okay. Sorry, ping the one you're attacking again. Okay, got it.
And anything that carries over, I would go to here.
Okay. So the front two Quaggoths.
Yeah, 16 attacks. 18, 13, 12. I don't know if any of these are hitting.
Two of them hit. Two of the longbows hit.
So the 13 is what does it?
13 is what does it.
Okay, so then I deal a total of 14 plus 11 plus 1, 2, 3 short bow attacks. So plus 9 plus 7 plus 7 for 48 damage. Wasn't a great turn.
48's not a great turn, okay.
And then...
That Quaggoth is easily bloodied.
Sure. My action was to read the spell, so I can't do anything else. I am going to have Raven fly over to this building here.
Okay, the southernmost of the spires.
Yeah, sorry, this building, podcast, audio. You got me in my head, Nathan. After my arrows fly, and I tell Tor to handle the situation in the building, Raven is going to fly to the building and overlook the battlefield and give me a better vantage point. And I'll end my turn there. All of my zombies have taken the dodge action.
Okay. All right. The humanoid that has Mind Flayer-ish features is going to move north, moving around the dark mass of tentacles, and will look... Actually, let me check its range, because this is a large battlefield. This is like a whole university. You guys are 135 feet away. So actually, he is going to double move rather than attacking.
Ooh.
And he'll take cover behind this big old tentacle that's growing out of the side of one of the fungal crag spires. Azure is going to unleash a barrage of magic missiles at the tentacles themselves and do a significant amount of damage. Let me check how much. She upcasts it to third level, so a lot of magic missiles. 19 damage. So good work on that.
Did you just tell yourself good work?
I did. It's Mitska's turn, who is looking horrified as Melton's knees hit the ground, and then as his body keels forward.
He knelt in his own blood.
Oh, too soon.
Jesus.
I got removed from the turn order.
I still see you. You did get skipped somehow, though.
Oh, yeah, you did.
So, Tor, why don't you go ahead and take your turn?
All right. Well, Tor's going to nod at Zachariah, take a few steps back into the room, and which person is the one that attacked?
It's Fatigar, a halfling that works for the Shadow Gloves that's now holding a couple very bloody daggers.
All right. Tor will walk just right up to him, stern face. Like, just stern look across his face, raise his anchor, and then he's just gonna smash it down on his head.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, traitors.
And 14 to hit?
A 14 actually misses him.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, he's nimble.
That's no fun. But as a bonus action, Tor's gonna summon his last tentacle, and that's gonna slap him as its reaction for coming in for 6 damage. No, 7 damage.
Oh, that just hits automatically, that feature?
Oh, it didn't do its attack roll.
Yeah, okay. It's a spell attack.
21.
Yeah, 21 hits him.
For 7, and his move speed is reduced by 10.
Okay. And that's all for Tor, right?
Yeah, that'll be Tor's, yep.
Okay, so...
Doesn't get 2 attacks yet.
Right. So now it's Mitska's turn. Mitska is going to bless, #bless, see who she can see. She can't see Zachariah, so she's going to bless Penelope, Tor, Abraham, and Arf. Using a second level spell slot.
Nice.
No joke, that's exactly what I was going to do.
Clerics think alike.
Yeah.
Clerics think alike. Because I'm like, oh, we got another cleric. I don't have to worry so much about saving spell slots for heals.
Right.
#blessed.
Yeah, so you each add a 1d4 to your d20 rolls.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. #avengeNelton.
Right. Kyle looks down at Nelton's dead body. He screams, no! Looks at Fatigar and is going to start attacking him.
Okay.
We're all just going to beat up on Fatigar.
I thought this was going to go a little differently for a second.
Yeah, I thought everyone was.
Yeah, I thought Mitska was going to be team...
Thought Mitska was going to be team evil?
I'm so happy Mitska's not... That would
team...
That would be a step too far, Nathan.
Right. No, luckily Kyle is not either.
Jonathan's going to rejoin the podcast just to protest that.
I know Nathan considered it. I know it for a fucking fact.
I know. I don't doubt that.
I cannot say it never crossed my mind. So Kyle attacks Fatigar a couple times, but actually misses both times. Good. It's the Mind Flayer Warrior's turn, and then the Quaggoths. I think they're just going to have to double move a little while for this enormous battlefield. Raven can clock all of this as they're moving around. That is all for them. The spell, or the tentacle beast, slithers forward.
Slithers forward milkily.
Milkily, right.
Ugh. My last name is Milky. Just want y'all to remember that as we continue.
Yeah.
Oh, Hunger of
they're
Hadar.
They're your tentacles.
I think we made this joke on the holiday special.
Yes. And I told you you would see it again. Kliski the Dolphin Folk is going to scrap her predetermined thing based on circumstances, and she's actually going to attack Tor.
Shit.
Is she attacking Arf?
A crit fail rather than a crit success, and a 15, which I believe misses.
Yep, just clinks off my armor.
Oh, Tor.
All okay. Right. Yeah, and that's all she does. So she's brandishing a rapier, stabbing at you, but it just glances off of your armor. No problem. Marianne, the other halfling. So just a quick reminder, since these are new people, most of whom you haven't really interacted with, Fatigar is a halfling that works for the Shadow Gloves, or actually now works for the Collective, obviously. Kliski is a dolphin folk that was a member of Pride, and Marianne is a halfling that was a member of the Fungal Crags. She is going to back up into the hallway and shoot an Eldritch Blast also at Tor, getting a 10 and missing. And that'll bring us to Penelope.
Okay.
So Penelope, there's just chaos in this room behind you.
There's this chaos. I'm tears in my eyes having watched my friend just get brutally murdered. So I'm going to pop out my spiritual weapon. Cast it at level 2. So I'm going to want to send it. So is my exhaustion speed halved for that, or do I still get my full movement for spiritual weapon? If that makes
your
sense.
Your spiritual weapon still has full movement.
Cool. I'm going to send it to attack the big bad that's 40 feet away from me. I should be able to get that far. And it's going to take a swing. That's an 8 to hit. I don't think hits.
An 8. Yeah, 8's not going to hit the milky tentacles.
Cool. In that instance, I'm going to literally run forward into the room, and I'm going to, like, in a moment of passion, just swing my mace at Fatigar for 13 misses. Oh,
13
but I had a d4.
Miss. Oh, that's right.
Hey.
15.
Still misses. Looking for a 16.
Okay, I do absolutely
you slipped
no
just
damage
a little bit on the pool of blood from Nelton's neck.
Oh.
Oh.
Fuck.
That ends my turn.
How do you sleep in such a small puddle?
All right. Abraham, also in this chaotic mosh pit of a room.
I'm going to attempt to cast Hold Person on them, on Fagar.
Okay. And that's a, let me see. What kind of save is that?
It is a wisdom save. And I believe my save is, I think, 15.
All right. Fatigar rolls a 12, so he is held.
All right. And then as a bonus action, I'll just start to take my form of dread.
Okay. Can you describe that again?
My skin goes white. My eyes, like, dilate until my eyes are all, like, black. The grease in my hair, like, dries up, and it goes, like, all frizzy, like that picture of Einstein with his tongue out.
Yeah.
Do you stick your tongue out?
Yeah. I stick my tongue out when I do it. No. My nails grow long and my teeth grow long, and it doesn't seem painful at all. It almost looks like it feels good.
Nice.
Feels good.
Arf. Yeah, your turn, Arf.
Being from Cliffs Bay, I knew Nelton, right. So I'm going to, you know, just be like, what the fuck, Fatigar? I'm going to move a little bit away, just kind of into the corner of the room I'm still in, and I'm going to take 2 shots at Fatigar from over here then.
Okay.
And he's paralyzed, so they have advantage, correct?
I'm checking the condition right now. I think that's right.
Creature automatically fails strength and dex attack rolls against the creature have advantage.
Nice. Yep. And it's a crit if it's a melee attack. Got it. Okay.
Yep. All right. That is a 15.
Which does not hit, but you're blessed, so add a d4.
Blessed! That's right. An 18 to hit.
That does hit.
All right. It's going to be, wow, I rolled terrible. Only 4 for the first attack, 4 piercing damage. One more attack, 16 on the dice, plus 3, 19.
Yes.
For 10 more piercing damage.
Nice. Okay.
That will be my turn, and I'll kind of shed a little tear for Nelton.
Yeah. And your psychic damage thing, is that...
Oh, yeah.
Is that it's like 1D4. Once a round? Yeah.
It's, yeah, once... Once per turn, correct. Okay. Let me roll that quickly. Cool.
Yep.
Plus 2 more psychic damage. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah.
Once per turn, that's great.
Right. Okay. To drop, the tabaxi who has tiger-like features is just going to let out a guttural growl. And move forward next to Kyle. Swing around with his katana, unsheathing it in a fluid motion and attacking Fatigar. Checking their rolls from earlier, that would be a hit, and because he is held person now, it's actually a crit. So he just decapitates Fatigar.
Nice.
I'm so glad Kyle's on our side in T-Drop. I'd be so upset.
Well, that's one way to do it.
Yeah.
Whew.
Yeah. Kyle's not much of a combatant, but T-Drop definitely is. So.
Yeah, I was ready to use my spike growth again in this room. I was prepared.
On me?
Well, I was gonna try to get as little of all of us as I could in it, but I was ready.
I was prepared for all of us just to, like, form a circle around Fatigar, just kick him to death.
Just kick him.
Right. And then he goes to work on Kliski as well.
What?
Kliski,
nice.
Kliski had already shown
also,
to...
Okay.
Yeah.
Kliski was attacking Tor earlier.
Yep.
Ineffectively, because Tor is strong, and Kliski had a little rapier. Yeah.
Tor's strong.
Yeah.
There's so many NPCs.
Yeah.
All right. We got one down.
Cephalosk's turn.
Cephalosk.
Oh, no.
Dunk, dunk, dunk.
Cephalosk.
Check the range. Figure out how much damage I can cause.
Oh, no.
105 feet. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I mean, it's nothing crazy. No. 110 feet, it's not Mind Blast. So what is he going to eat in a fireball at me? Bring
Synoptic static.
Ah, okay. Whatever.
Who cares?
So he chooses a point within 120 feet and causes psychic energy to explode there. Each creature in a 20-foot radius. Let's check that real quick. That's going to be Azure. It's going to be all of the gnolls, it's going to be all of the skeletons, and it's going to be Zachariah.
Oh, fuck.
I'm so sorry, you're just out of my reaction range, Zach.
What would you do?
I have a thing that can lessen it.
Oh. Well, why don't you come out here, Pimpy?
Intelligence saving throw.
Huh?
At least it's intelligence.
Yeah. Everyone needs to make an intelligence saving throw.
Oh. Will you link the spell? Zach got it. Rolled a 3. I rolled an 8. Well, that was an intelligence check, so technically I got a I have plus 8 to my saves. So yeah. I've gotten a 8, 9, 10, 11 on my save, which I'm assuming fails anyways.
Right.
And then what's the save?
Sorry, hang on. The save is 17.
I was about to say, probably something stupid like 17.
So there is a small chance that my creatures make it then. So I should definitely roll it then, because if any of them that survive, that'd be helpful. Oh, but it's psychic damage, Nathan.
Are undead immune to psychic damage?
No, I'm just fucking with you. I've always thought that they should be, but
they
no,
don't have brains.
I know they're immune to poison, right?
They're immune to poison. That's all.
Oh man.
That was hilarious.
Hey, I made a save. How many am I? I mean, 16, so I need to count my fails here, so.
Oh, Harris.
They're all Harris.
They're all Harris.
They're all Harris. Just clones of Harris. Oh, they got -2 to intelligence?
Looks like
it. Yeah, they're not real smart.
They ain't got no brain.
I've counted 5 fails.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How many did I make, though? God, there's so many. 1, 2,
you made
3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
it'll be
8.
Fewer in just a minute, don't worry.
Three. Oh,
wow.
Okay, so four of my skeletons survive.
Okay.
It's probably still taking half damage, and it's probably a stupid number, like 47.
14, not 47.
Yeah, it's 14 for half a save. And yeah. My skeletons can't survive that. Or they can survive the 14 because of undead thralls, but they can't. And then my zombies are unable to make the save. So they all have minus 28. They all have 3 health.
Okay.
Okay. And then fucking actually Zachariah also takes a bunch of damage. That's 28 damage. And during this time, it rolls 1d6 and subtracts number from all of its attack rolls and ability checks, as well as constitution saving throws to maintain concentration. And then I can cast at the end of each of my turns to try and save myself from that effect.
Yeah.
So I have to roll a bless and then a curse.
You don't have bless right now.
Oh, I don't even have bless. So I just get
I'm just a curse.
I'm unblessed, Penelope.
Okay.
In fact, I'd say I'm muddled.
Okay. We're kind of dealing with a lot in here.
That is all from Cephalosk, so we're back to Zachariah now that Fatigar is dead.
That is not a great spell for me because it completely counters my whole bit.
What, synaptic static?
Yeah, synaptic static is one of the few spells in D&D that doesn't require sight. And I was just about to cast a high-level fog cloud to fuck with the casters because so many spells require sight. And even, like, true sight, right, like, doesn't work against fog cloud because it's not that it's invisible. It's just foggy, right? Like, but him having that spell, for some reason, synaptic static does not. You don't even have to see. You just do what you're doing. So it changes all of my... changes everything
for me.
I mean,
can he choose that point? Can't see it?
Yeah, it says specifically that he chooses a point, and every other spell in the game says chooses a point you can see. So, whatever. Fuck. I am going to cast... I'm going to change my plan, and I'm going to cast a stinking cloud.
Okay.
On all of these... centering from this point where I'm at. 20 feet.
Okay. To get the Quaggots and the Mind Flayer... By the way, that Mind Flayer that's coming toward you down there, the one that's not Cephalosk, has a giant greatsword and is wearing plate armor. It's clearly a beefy Mind Flayer.
I like your beefiness.
And then I'm going to move. My zombies are going to step up. So, two, three, four. And they're going to start surrounding the cloud that I have placed down here. And then my four remaining skeletons, which I didn't go in order, unfortunately, because I had 16 saves to make. So I'm just going to say that they're the ones with short bows and hurt myself so that it's fair. Four short bow attacks onto the Hunger of Hadar here.
Okay.
And I got a crit, a 16, a 14. Does the 14 hit?
14 doesn't. 16 does. So one hit, one crit.
So we'll just do 7, 9, 7. 16.
Yeah.
16 plus 7, 23 damage onto the hunger.
Very nice.
And then I'm going to make my intelligence saving throw. I'll try and be unmuddled. 24.
Woo!
You are unmuddled. Excellent.
Nice.
Zachariah, you feel the ground, the fleshy ground vibrating and pulsating beneath you. And then with a sickening split, it opens up and a familiar... monster bursts forth. It is an Umber Hulk that crawls out of the ground and begins attacking your skeletons.
Feel like Cephalos doesn't like me, everyone.
I wonder
26
why.
26 to hit a skeleton for 10 damage.
I have this weird feeling that he doesn't like me.
24 to hit a skeleton for 6 damage.
Not dead yet! You can't even kill one skeleton, you piece of shit!
16 to hit that same skeleton for 13 more damage.
It's dead.
And the Umber Hulk roars and chitters with its mandibles. Behind it, you can see that it left a tunnel where it was digging. And you can see a group of Grimlocks, the like shriveled, grayish humanoids, marching through the tunnel behind it. Tor, it is your turn.
There's more coming. This isn't good.
It looks like they kind of have this situation in hand in here.
Mm-hmm.
Does it?
I mean, they killed one of them.
And the other one's,
It's one and one. You're tied.
We killed one of them, and the other one's, like, in a corner.
Different ways of scorekeeping, yeah.
Well, I got a whole group of people in here is the thing.
Right.
But I guess you do have it controlled up there. So you said...
I didn't say that. I definitely didn't say that.
Well, that's why I was going to go out there. But you make... No, Tori is...
I just help our friends. There's a...
Katana boy looks like he has this under control, and so does our demonoid-looking buddy. I don't know why I just forgot Cody's character's name.
Abraham.
Abraham.
Daddy Abraham.
Yeah, I forgot your name there for a second. I feel bad.
It's in character.
So Tor's going to come out.
Tor, it looks like a war zone out here. There's mustard gas. There's milky tentacles. There's skeletons and zombies. There's an umber hole. Pile of dead bodies. Fleshy ground.
Tor's going to walk close towards the umber hole. And then he's going to...
Are you looking at the Umber Hulk?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, that's only when you start your turn. So you actually got around that.
Okay. All right, and Tor's going to throw his hammer, anchor, at the Umber Hulk.
Okay.
And if he wants to actually do my attack.
It's got pretty thick chitinous carapace, so... Oh, you rolled a 22, that does hit.
All right, and it had attacked... And it's attacked a friend in the last turn, right?
Yes.
Okay, so anchored in revenge. Did it do it? Okay, that's a only one extra, really? That's all you're gonna give me? One damage from that, and then best serve cold. Okay. That's I have no more hit die left because I used them all during the short rest. I do an extra 2d6.
Oh, cool. I forgot that you could do that.
17 damage?
Yeah, nice. Takes a chunk out of his chitin and you can see pulsy, pussy flesh underneath.
Ugh. And my tentacle's going to squirm its way out here.
Could you say that differently, please?
My tentacle's going to squirm its way out here.
That's not what I meant.
And that'll be Tor's turn when it... I need to actually get an icon for the tentacle, but that'll be his turn.
Okay. The... humanoid who is looking like they might be transforming into a mind flayer will move forward, stretch their hand out, looking at Azure through the field of tentacles, and is going to cast a couple thunderbolts at her. And she's actually going to shield, so they both miss.
Yay!
Yeah. Bringing us to her turn, where she will just do another volley of magic missiles at the... Hunger if it are. Be note keep real quick, figure out her spell slots and how much damage she does. Mitska maneuvers behind it to Drop and Kyle, who are fighting Kliski. She will kneel down next to Nelton's corpse and pull a large diamond out from her robes. And she will press her hand against Nelton and cast Revivify. However, Marianne, the caster back from down the hall, counterspells it.
Oh,
damn it.
How far away are they? I'll counterspell her.
Oh!
Nice.
Now we're in a wizard duel.
Nice. Yeah.
Roleplay-wise, I was trying to use Hold Person as a reaction to him slitting Nelton's throat, Fatigar, but I realized I can't, it happened before I could move, but...
Right. Yeah,
I attempted to save him, but seeing her try to stop that, I will definitely stop that from happening.
Nelton's eyes and mouth pop open, and he inhales a shuddering gasp that kind of goes through the slit in his throat before it fully stitches up again. And he just blinks up and looks completely lost and completely confused. Mitska clasps his shoulder, and that's all that she can do. Kyle is going to actually just heal Nelton, because he's not very good at fighting, but he is good at healing.
He's also a cleric too, right?
A little bit. He's not like a cleric. I think he can do... your wounds one time. Okay, so Nelton gets 10 health back.
Yay!
Yay! Everyone was gonna be so pissed off if we killed off Nelton.
That was a real roller coaster right there.
That really was.
Right?
I did. You can't see because my camera's off. I had like tears in my eyes.
The Mind Flayer Warrior is starting its turn in the Stinking Cloud, so that's a con save, I believe, Grant.
Say that again?
The Mind Flayer that's starting its turn inside your Stinking Cloud has to make a con save.
Yes, that's correct. Con save. Okay. Con 16, or okay. Loses action.
He fails, so he has no action. He still moves. So he's going to move toward the edge of the fog cloud. Quaggets are going to have to do the same thing as they are all starting in the fog, or the stinking cloud. Fail. Success. Fail. Success. One of them will move out of the fog cloud, but stay within melee of your zombie once it sees it. Another one will move up to your line of zombies, not realizing that they're there, right? They're just trying to get out of the cloud. And so when they run into bodies, they're going to start attacking them, the ones that can, with disadvantage because they can't see your target. So,
correct.
A 10, I think. Does that hit your gnolls now?
No.
Okay. A 16.
Which one are you attacking?
The bottommost.
Nope.
Cool.
20 AC, plate armor, and a shield, baby!
Dang! He's a beefy 9 boy. And 18. Okay. Or, I'm sorry, 9 and 10. So they all miss. That's the Quaggets.
Dang!
Hunger of Hadar is going to move up.
Oh. Oh, hello, friend.
5, 6. Man, it's just out of range of attacking anyone with its tentacles, but it's going to see if it can reactivate its Aura of Evil.
Oh.
Aura of Evil?
Aura of Evil sounds like an Austin Powers thing, does it not?
Behold my Aura of Evil.
Evil.
It's actually called Spell Mimicry. It does not recharge.
I renamed it from Spell Mimicry. It is actually the Aura of Evil.
Kliski does hit Kyle for 11 piercing damage. She will move into formerly Fatigar's space. Mm-hmm. And attack Nelton with advantage.
What do they have against Nelton?
That's gotta miss.
He actually rolls out of the way.
He's such a good boy.
That's just fucked.
Nelton's seen God. I wonder what his personality's like now.
He comes back
Nelton,
saying,
Nelton, how are you feeling?
Hey, I'm Nelton. Hey.
Oh my God.
No.
Nelton died. I'm his cousin. Barbarous.
I just want you to know, Nelton, I'm disgusted that they used resurrection magic. Mitska, that's gross. That was a perfectly good skeleton, and I'm not happy you're back at all.
Marianne uses her lucky feet to guide the rapier back into Nelton.
What?
What?
He's back down to one health.
I'm going to need you to roleplay Nelton if you're going to keep bullying him.
So Nelton's eyes get big, his mouth gets big, he breathes in, a dagger comes down and he rolls a little bit, or a rapier comes down, he rolls a little bit, and then at the last minute it bends and sticks into his side again, the same side that's still bleeding out from where Fatigar stuck him, and he just goes, That's all he's got right now.
Dang, her lucky is different than mine.
There's too much going on. Marianne is going to Eldritch Blast Kyle. Whoops. Just one time. 5 damage to Kyle. And we're down to Penelope now.
Okay, I can't really see my spiritual weapon, but I don't think I need to be able to see it to move it. I would like to move it over to the Hunger of Hadar and try to get another hit on it.
Sure.
Does a 19 hit? Oh, wait. 19 plus 4d4?
A 19 still hits.
Okay,
so
cool. It's going to take 11 damage from my glowing mace.
Very nice. If you want to describe how you take it out.
Yeah, I would kind of like to get the mace, like, right above it, and then, like, head first, jam straight into the ground where the Hunger of Hadar is, and I want it to, like, kind of squirt its tentacles everywhere.
Wow. Ugh. It does. Its tentacles squirt everywhere, inky black and milky white, and they just kind of dissolve as they hit the ground.
Nice. And then I would like to cast Sacred Flame on Marianne. So she's got to make a DC 14 save or take 13 radiant damage.
Yeah.
Remember, she has lucky.
Sorry, did you call me?
She only gets a 6, so she'll take that damage.
Yeah, she's going to take 13 radiant damage.
Okay.
And I'm going to use my free action to say, you leave Nelton alone, you bitch.
You know, she is going to reroll that die. That's a lot of damage. A 17.
Saves.
Okay, she doesn't take the damage.
I still say that for
but the message is communicate. Yeah, right.
Penelope, language!
Abraham.
Abraham's going to launch some Eldritch Blasts at this person trying to kill Nelton.
Mm-hmm.
26 for 5 damage.
Nice. Okay.
pushing them 10 feet back.
I was going to ask.
Op attacks all around.
Okay. Can I op attack with my mace, right?
Yes. Yes.
Cool. 23 to hit.
Nice. That does.
6 damage.
Okay, so that's a combo kill. Abraham, your 5 damage plus 12 more is actually exactly... She had 17 health.
Ooh!
Nice.
Ooh,
ooh, ooh.
Yeah.
Can we imagine Nelton actually stabbed her?
Yeah.
In there.
Did Nelton get her?
Nelton just like...
an op attack?
He does not. He's shell-shocked.
He doesn't.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to step forward down this hallway towards this caster lady,
mm-hmm.
and throw another Eldritch Blast at her.
All right.
22 for 10 damage, but I will use my...
You actually roll a 6 from her divination. Oh. She's a halfling divination wizard with the lucky feat.
So she has portents and lucky?
Yes.
Oh my god.
I'm guessing a 9 doesn't change anything.
Actually, 9 plus, what's your attack bonus? Your spell attack bonus?
I get to, it's a plus 7.
You actually do hit.
Thank you.
Hey. Itzka.
And I will use my ability when I do hit. Grave touched. I can do an extra D10 damage.
Okay.
So, boom.
Ooh.
Total of 20 damage.
Abraham, describe how you murk this halfling.
So, yeah, I rush forward, throw an Eldritch Blast, and push the first person off of Nelton, and Penn joins in and stabs him to death, and then I whoosh past everyone in a quick arcing motion, and before they even know it, I'm standing at the end of the hallway there, and I just push a Eldritch Blast right into her face and down the hallway as she lays in a smoldering pile as she tries to manipulate fate to save her life.
Yeah, impressive.
Did you see this coming?
Arf.
Well, now that it seems fine in here, I'm gonna... I can't move that much anymore. Well, I can still move, but I can only move up so much. I'll just walk up to the other side of the table where everyone else was and just say, "Nice job, everyone." I'm trying to make my way outside to the rest of the danger. But that'll be off my turn.
Okay. Two Drop is going to make their way outside as well.
Making their way.
Slink out. Tabaxi crawls around the corner, sees the Umber Hulk, hefts his rapier, and just double moves, and then use it. They have some monk features, so uses a bonus action to dodge. And that brings us back to Cephalosk.
Cephalosk.
Does Cephalosk have a soundtrack behind him that's just going, Cephalosk?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know where I'm going to find that on Envato, but okay.
Yeah, that's going to be a hard one.
Just take clips of us saying it and sprinkle.
Right.
We could do a recording session of us just singing, right. Cephalosk.
To translate, that is him piercing your mind with these menacing warbles.
He just says his own name when he does it?
Yeah, he's a dick.
He's just like, Cephalosk.
That's egotistical.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that just... Yeah.
I mean, imagine if every time I attacked you, I was like, Cody! Cody!
Just Cody! Cody!
Isn't that just how, like, Pokemon
goes? I was gonna say, wouldn't we just be Pokemon?
Is Cephalosk a Pokemon?
I'm gonna evolve into a William.
Guys, I rolled something really bad.
Yeah, I saw that.
Why would he do that?
Why would he get a 6-level spell slot back?
Cephalosk just got a 6-level spell slot back.
Did he spend a 6-level spell slot?
Oh, actually, he didn't. He spent a 5th-level spell slot.
No, yeah, right. I don't even think...
Right.
I don't think that affects you.
Right.
Does it stack? Does he get an extra one? Now he has 2?
No. No, he just has 1.
Oh, man, what a waste. Oh,
nice.
Sorry, dude.
Nice.
Right.
What a waste of a turn, Nathan.
He should have opened with a 6th.
Yeah. Maybe if he would have used a smarter spell at the beginning there.
Okay. he still has a 5th-level spell slot, so he's going to...
No, that's cool.
Synaptic static again.
Nice, I'm still inside. Don't hit me.
Nah. It doesn't matter.
That's the thing about synaptic shock. He doesn't have to see you.
Right,
it's
but I don't
literally
think
just.
I don't think I'm in his range.
It's going to be everyone over here who's clustered close to the Ember Hulk. So that's two drop. Pot boy, what's? Oh, that's your tentacle.
That's my tentacle.
Pot boy. What is Pot boy doing here?
The tentacle's also named Pot boy. Just right. No relation.
Right. Tor, Azure, and Zachariah are all going to need to make a DC 17 intelligence saving throw.
It's tentacles absolutely insane.
I would. Can I use a react? No, I already stabbed. Never mind. I can't use a reaction because I stabbed.
This
somebody.
Run of bad luck I have had in this place is absurd. I've never failed so many saves in my fucking life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got
same.
A three, by the way, or I got an eight. But
Azure got a nat 20.
She did. She's only gonna take half damage.
Oh my gosh.
Good for her.
Good for her.
31 like damage to everyone. Half damage to Azure.
Zach, God. Are you down?
No.
Okay.
Whew. That's an insane amount of damage.
Yeah. Two drop is almost dropped. Azure is almost dropped. Both of them are managing to hold out. Two drop had not been hit yet. Azure succeeded the save, so that's the only reason. That's all that Cephalosk does, other than whispering into everyone's mind, Cephalosk. Cephalosk.
Shut the fuck up.
And he will glare across the field at Zachariah, and he will just say in your mind, Zachariah, you should not have taunted me. This is what happens to those who oppose me.
You're not wrong, honestly, in this moment.
Zachariah, it will be your turn next week.
You sure?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
This has been Sanity Damage, to whom the sea belongs. Thank you for joining us on this epic voyage. We would love to hear from you. You can go to linktree.com/thekaleidosphere or linktree.com/sanitydamage to find all of our social media links and links to our Discord, which is the best place to hang out with us and get in contact with us. This podcast is a homebrew podcast, and our dice sponsor is FanRoll. You can get amazing dice and dice accessories at fanrolldice.com and use the coupon code HOMEBREW for 10% off anything on the website. This campaign is dedicated to Brandon, who we hold in loving memory. To Whom the Sea Belongs is a Sanity Damage campaign set in the Kaleidosphere. Join us next week as this battle rages.
Cephalosk.
Cephalosk.
Cephalosk. Yikes.